Today is Thursday, August 12th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It's Thursday, which means only one more day, and then I've got a 4-day weekend because, again, my birthday is coming up. I'm going to mention that a million times. There are people out there that say, oh, I've got an Amazon wish list, or, you know, whatever. I've got, you should call in and leave me voicemails, or I don't know. There are all these, you know, podcasters out there. I'm not asking for anything. I don't need anything. If you guys want to wish me happy birthday, by all means. But, you know, as I get older, you know, I want to pamper myself. And I want to enjoy my day. And the best way for me to enjoy my day is not to be working. So, you know, mainly that is what I'm going to be doing, is just not working. And yeah, so I did get some orders in. So just to give you guys an update on my birthday shopping spree. I got my mini fridge in. It's actually not that mini. It's, well, when I say it's not that mini, I don't know how to describe the size, but it's around 33 inches tall. So let's see, 33 inches. I've got a ruler right here. That is, I could do the math, but that's not quite 3 feet tall. And it's about 2 feet wide. I think it holds 100 cans, or I don't know. I think I'm going to find some drinks with like really cute bottles. Like I really like the drinks that where they're in the aluminum bottles, because I think those are really cool looking. And I'm going to find some cute cans and stuff like that. But they need to be diet, because I don't want to drink my calories. I don't like to drink my... But anyway, I'm going to find some really cute things. I'm also going to have Diet Mountain Dew in there, let's face it. And, you know, and I could not... I already looked for Diet Mountain Dew in aluminum bottles, or Diet Mountain Dew in festive cans, or anything. You know, just something that's neat looking, you know, that would be nice looking. And I couldn't find anything, but, you know, we'll see. So I'm going to do that. And then I got that in, but we brought it upstairs. So I took it out of the box, put all the cardboard in the garage so I can throw that away over the weekend. And then we brought it upstairs. It says you need to leave it upright in an upright position for at least 24 hours. I don't know if I should wait until the cabinet comes in, because the earliest the cabinet will be here is on my birthday. So I'm thinking, should I wait to even unwrap it and plug it in until the cabinet arrives so that we can easily get it into the cabinet without damaging anything? It's already out of the box, but they have the door all taped up and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know, but I get impatient. So I got that. And I also got the ice maker, which is heavier than I thought it was going to be. It's also larger than I thought it was going to be. And I'm hoping, I mean, when I ordered everything, I looked on the dimensions of the cabinet that I bought Wayfair to see. And really, it has a refrigerator opening and a microwave opening. But I don't need a microwave up here. I'm not trying to cook food. And so I wanted to put the ice maker in the microwave opening. And then next to it, I want to put, you know, wine glasses and stuff like that. So I want to use that opening as kind of a little bar area with ice. And so I don't know. I assume it will fit, because I looked at the measurements, and based on the measurements, it will fit. Now I bought a slide out drawer. Just a cheap slide-out drawer that I can mount inside the cabinet and put the ice maker on it. So when I'm ready to get ice, I can pull it out. And because it opens at the top, you know, first world problem. Anyway, so the slide out drawer came in, the ice maker came in, no cabinet, so I can't do anything with that. I bought popcorn and popcorn oil. Those came in and they were much larger amounts than I thought they were going to be. It's a very large jug of popcorn kernels. So I got that, and the Bartesian came in, but okay, this is the drama. This is the drama. The Bartesian came in. I opened the box from Amazon. I could have gone, they sell them at Best Buy of all places. I don't know why, but anyway, they sell them at Best Buy. I could have gone to the Best Buy that's about 20 minutes from the house and bought one, but I thought, I'm ordering on Amazon. I'm not in a hurry. You know, I'll just order it on Amazon. I don't have any problems with that ever. And so I just ordered it, you know, on Amazon. I could have ordered it directly from the company as well. They have a website. But I thought, I'm already ordering on Amazon. That's where I got the refrigerator. I'll just go ahead and order it there. So they had put it in a larger box. They put the Bartesian and the pull-out drawer that I bought. They put them in the same box. And I open it up. And the Bartesian box, you know, it's a normal product box with the, you know, the picture of the item and all that kind of stuff. But there is a hole in the box that you can see in. You can see the actual Bartesian in the box because there's a hole. I thought, oh my gosh, what happened? You know, when they were how did that even happen in shipping? Then I looked on the side, and the side of the box was torn and had been taped up. And then I looked at the way it was taped together, and it looked like a person had repackaged it. Then I opened it, and it has sticky alcohol residue on the bottles, on the side of the thing. The touch screen is already looks like it's been touched. So they sent me a used Bartesian that someone had woefully repackaged. Just horrible. I don't even know. Like, how did that mistake happen? I looked on the order. I did not order a refurb. And even if I had, that was not refurbed. It was sticky. It was dirty. The box was all damaged. I mean, what kind of a... Anyway, I ordered a brand new one. I did not order a refurb. I don't even think a refurb was an option. So I'm really confused as to what happened. Unless someone returned it to Amazon and it got put on a shelf with new ones. I'm not really sure. Like, I don't know what happened. So anyway, I was going to go on the app, and because you can do a return with Amazon pretty easily. You can go on the app. You can say, I need to return this thing. And it gives you a few options for why you're returning it and all that. But I wanted to get a replacement. And also, they didn't have the option of, hey, this is a used item on their list. And I thought, well, I want to let them know. So I called them. I got a friendly girl. And I told her, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened. Thank you for being a Prime member. And she said, I will get a new one in the mail today. And I'll do fast shipping, no charge to you at all. Absolutely free. I'm like, well, thank you. And she said, what we'll do is we will send we'll email you a shipping label. And I said, now, the problem is going to be that the way you guys package this, you put it in a box with something else. And the box is much larger. So I'm not sure if you want me to ship it back in that larger box. And she said, well, just wait until the replacement comes. Use the box that the replacement comes in. Put the old one in there and then print the shipping label and take it to UPS. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'll do that. So anyway, I don't know what, I still don't know. So, I mean, it looks cool, but it was just used and sticky and dirty. And like, I want a new one. So we'll see. That's supposed to come in on Monday. And I may not get to use any of this stuff on my actual birthday because I want to get it all set up with the cabinet and, you know, all of that before I actually use it for the first time. So we may be having a movie night the weekend after my birthday and, you know, have cocktails and popcorn and, you know, use the whole setup. Hopefully it'll all be here by the next weekend. So anyway, that's about all exciting that has happened is all of that stuff came in. I did have orchestra last night and it was really nice to play my trumpet in a group again. I really had a good time. And so far, so good. I haven't fallen ill. I don't know how many days it would take. I am vaccinated. I've mentioned about a million times, so hopefully that doesn't happen. But it was fun. I really enjoyed playing my trumpet again in a group. And I'm back to church on Sunday, so we'll see how that goes because I've had Sundays off for the past year and a half. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.